Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the previous owner of his house stopped by to check out the work he'd been doing on the house. However, the previous owner had been dead for a couple of months.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Well, we'd like to hear it. Call it in. 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you can get commercial-free versions of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive. Just become a premium subscriber, and you can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything, sister?
Well, it's good. I was just thinking about what you just said in that intro there. I mean, that is quite a ghost that can appear so real and that you talk to them, probably.
Well, you'll find out in this story.
I know. I'm just trying to think that we don't get a lot of stories with a ghost that is so real that you think they're really there.
But, you know, the renovation stories on houses, it's really common when you have a house with some activity to do some renovations and you just stir some shit up. Cause I'm, you know, they're probably like, wait a minute. I loved that avocado green kitchen appliances. Why are you getting rid of them?
Well, or in this case, when he just dropped by to see how renovations were going, I mean, it might've been like, he loves this house and he's, you know, just one of those guys that's like, well, I'll just check in and see how the house stuff's going. You know, it didn't really bother him. He just wanted to know what, you know, how things were going with the house.
Yeah. Who was I talking to this week? There's a new episode of The Grave Talks. Oh, I know what it was. It's this place called Ashmore Estates in Ashmore, Illinois. So this guy bought it and it started out as a poor farm. And then became a psychiatric hospital. But back then, you know, there was no social systems at all. There was no, you know, social security. There was no unemployment. There was nothing, no food vouchers or whatever. They just had nothing for people. And so, you know, sometimes people didn't have a place to live. So they built these poor houses and they would have to farm and help around there. But this one was kind of weird because they also let in some mentally ill people and some criminals. And so just kind of weird. So it went into serious disrepair. It got purchased a couple times. It just was a building that had a lot of misfortune and bad luck. Like at one point, somebody built it to renovated it. And within a few weeks, a tornado came through and took the roof off. Put the roof back on, happened again. Not too long after that, like a year or so after that, roof came off again. And then, so by the time this guy bought it, all of the windows had been broken out except for one. He said there was only one place you could look out in that entire building. And I think it's around 15,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's huge.
Big. So he went in, he owns another haunted theater that he lives in. And he's like, let's do an episode about that one sometime. I'm like, I'd love to. But
And he lives in it?
Mm-hmm. They built an apartment or something right in the middle of this theater. So I don't know how that works, but we're going to do another episode. I'll let you know.
Okay.
So he goes to look at Ashmore Estates, and he said it was, I don't know that he necessarily heard the voice, but it was like this overwhelming sense. And it was like, but it almost sounded, when he's describing it, like he heard the voice that said, "Help our building," because it was literally falling apart. And he said, "I knew at that moment that I had to buy the building, because the spirits that were there needed me to buy that building so it didn't fall down." I was like, that's so interesting to me, because, you know, it's like so many people who lived in a poor farm, or if they lived in a psychiatric hospital, there was no getting out. There was no family to go home to. And in newspapers, they referred to these people as the friendless.
Oh.
Which is so sad. And so, you know, these people would have nowhere to go. And so when the building starts falling apart, they needed someone to go in and fix it up. And he just felt like he just knew. He was the guy. He had to do it. So then he's like telling his wife, she's like, "You did not. We are not buying another haunted building." But so that's about Ashmore Estates in Ashmore, Illinois. So it was very interesting to me.
So he has been fixing it up?
Mm-hmm. But only to do paranormal investigations. That's really all they do with it. They do the paranormal photography tours, daytime paranormal investigations, and they're booked all the time. He's been on all the big TV shows. Jack Osborne's did something out there, and it airs on October 22nd of 2023.
Really?
So if you're listening to this episode next year, go back and look for it, because you'll find it. But he's out there, and I don't know what happened, but he's like, "You need to watch that episode." Because at one point I asked him, because he built a house on the property for the caretaker, a woman who lives there, I believe by herself, but in her own house. So I said, "Is her house haunted?" And he goes, "Watch the episode."
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
You could be that close to something that haunted and not have some residual effects,
right? And the first building that was built on that site burned to the ground, and a little girl died in that. Mm. I think she died in that fire. She died because of fire. So I don't know if it was that fire, if she just her little dress caught on fire. Because, you know, back then there was a lot of open flames. And
Sure.
But yeah, so the first place had burned down. So there's been a lot of tragedy on the land. And there's people buried out there, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, haunted, super haunted. I'm like, how brave is this woman?
So that's an episode coming up on the Grave Talks?
Yeah. Okay. By the time this is posted, that one's already posted. So you can look Okay. So here is our story. It says, "My girlfriend Megan and I both work close to downtown, so we decided to find a house closer to our jobs. My uncle found the perfect house for us, which was right next door to him. It was well within our budget, close to our jobs, in a nice neighborhood, so we went for it. I have to describe the layout of the house so the story will make sense. When you walk in the front door, there was a small landing, 10 feet by 6 feet. From there, you could go upstairs to the bedrooms and bathrooms, or go downstairs and go to the living room, kitchen, dining room. We really loved the house. Had no paranormal issues for a few years until we started doing some construction. There was a lot of land around the front door, so we wanted to make the little entrance way into the main living room. After a few weeks into the construction, I got home from work early and the construction crew had left for the day since they had to wait for the concrete to set. I was taking a look at the progress when I saw a guy with white hair, khaki shorts, and a red t-shirt on. I saw him go around the corner of the house and I called for him, thinking he was one of the construction guys. And as I walked around the corner, he was nowhere to be found. Of course, you would think he's one of the construction guys. And you would want to talk to him and find out how it's going.
Yeah. Yeah. I built a house before and we'd go out every night to talk to the guys before they took off.
See what's going on. What new decisions do we need to make for the next day? Because there's a million decisions that are constantly being made.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't realize that until you guys built your house.
Yep.
My phone rang and I got distracted, and for some reason I didn't think much about that guy until I went over to my uncle's house for dinner that night. I was looking at pictures that he had on his mantle, and I saw my uncle and the guy I saw earlier at a golf outing posing with a trophy. So I asked him who the guy was because I saw him walking around my house today. He said that was impossible. You guessed it. His name was Tom, and he died about 2 months before you bought the house. He was the previous owner of your house. The look on my face must have been priceless because we both believe in the paranormal, and I said, I know I saw him today. My uncle said if it was him, it was a spirit, and we would get along just fine. I would have liked hanging out with him when he was alive. We have the same kind of sixth sense of humor, the sense of humor that people in the medical field have. I went home and told all of this to Megan, and amazingly, she was okay with all of that info, and we introduced ourselves and said that if he was there, he's welcome to stay, but we just don't want to see him. We asked if he is okay with that and to give us a sign. Then we heard something fall by our bookcase of Blu-rays, and our copy of Caddyshack was on the floor. I knew we were going to get along just fine. He would do little things like hide things from us and have them show up somewhere else. We think he would occasionally watch Megan in the shower. She would be in there and feel like she was being watched, and she would yell at him to leave and the feeling would go away. I guess if you're a guy and it was your house and it's like, well, I mean, I'm not going to get caught. I can watch her take a shower, I guess.
No.
I don't like
not
that.
Not okay.
No.
Rules. There are rules.
Not okay in real life. It's not okay now that you're dead.
That's right. We got rules.
Sometimes we would hear him walking around, and none of this really bothered us. Here is where the house layout comes into play. I got home from a 16-hour shift from work, and I was exhausted, so I went right to bed since Megan was out of town on business. About an hour later, I heard footsteps running up and down the hall and up and down the steps. I told him to stop, and I needed sleep. Usually he does, but not this time. I tried to ignore him, and then he turned the surround sound system on full blast in the new room we had just built. I got up, went down the first flight of steps, and turned everything off. Now the house was quiet, and I heard water running downstairs. I went downstairs and found a water pipe in the kitchen had broken and was leaking. I turned the water off, cleaned up the mess, which wasn't too bad, but if Tom didn't wake me up, it would have been a disaster. After I cleaned everything up, I thanked Tom and heard him say, "You're welcome." He startled me because he never talked before. I think he did that purposely to try to scare me. John from Pittsburgh. That is a crazy story.
That is a really crazy story.
Like,
I can't decide. I mean, it's like, yay, good. And yet, I don't know how I'd feel about having somebody that was like, you could sense they were there.
But, that you know, you're like, okay, it's cool. I like this person, you know, just kind of leave us alone. And it seems like he respected that. But then, awesome, because if you've got a ghost in your house, it's going to wake you up because this pipe.
Because the house is on fire or something's going on.
Because he could have woken up to a huge, horrific mess.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if he'd have fallen asleep for 8 hours and then gotten up?
Because if he'd been at work for 16 hours, he was going to sleep through anything.
Oh, my gosh.
So then, like, yay for that. No for your welcome. It's like, I know you can do that, but no, that's really close to showing yourself again.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, and then it's kind of scary. Cool, though, because, you know, it's like, wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's cool parts to it, but then I'm not so sure that I would just want on a everyday basis to be thinking I'm uncomfortable taking my clothes off.
I know, especially if you're Megan. Like,
yeah.
I guess maybe if you're Megan, you would just start taking a shower going, you cannot look at me in the shower, period. Going in there, stay out here.
No. I just don't know. That'd be I don't know that I would just be comfortable that way.
But he sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with, I think you're a good guy. Just kind of stay in the background unless something breaks again. Yeah.
Unless we need saved.
Yeah, gas leak, fire, or something. Yeah, yeah. Help us out. All for that.
Yeah.
So here's our next story. It says, so it started in third grade. That's how it starts. I like that. Oh. Just get right to it. Every morning, I got up, got myself ready, said goodbye to my mom, then left. This particular morning, I walked out of the bathroom after brushing my teeth. Now, this was near the end of the school year, so it was bright in the morning. As I walked out, I noticed someone walking from the kitchen into my mom's bedroom. For a split second, I thought it was my mom, but she normally wasn't awake at this time. I tried to call out to her, but my mouth was frozen and I couldn't look away. I was literally frozen in my tracks in front of my front door. When the figure walked by, the person looked like a female. She looked like a shadow, but I could see dimension. She had the body of my mom, but a much pointier nose, and she was taller. As she walked into my mom's room, she looked straight ahead. I caught no movement of her cheeks. She never blinked. As soon as she entered my mom's room, my real mom walked out. She stood in the exact place the shadow had been, and I could see her clearly, so it wasn't the lighting. A little later, either before or during fourth grade, we were watching Harry Potter. I left the light on outside of the bathroom so our hallway-type room could be seen. Didn't know if that was right, but that's what it says. On the wall visible from the couch, there is a painting of a flower. As we were sitting there, we all heard a loud crash coming from that area. We looked away from the movie and saw the painting face down on the floor. My mom had a look of horror on her face. She said in a half whisper, half talk, "Someone took that painting off the wall." I don't know if that's how she said it. That's my interpretation. She said that it had come up out and fell down as if someone had taken it off and dropped it. So it come up, out,
and then
down.
Out away from the wall.
Yes, yeah, so it just came away from the wall and fell down. The next morning when I woke up, I was late. I had done everything quickly. Oddly enough, my mom was awake this morning too. As I ran out of the bathroom, the door closed as if while I was running, I hit it, but I know I didn't. When the door slowly opened back up again, something told me to turn around. I looked back to the bathroom and started walking to it. When I reached the door, a giant glass vase with seashells in it fell to the floor. Now, this could be normal if this case didn't weigh about 35 pounds. It hit the floor so hard that the 3-inch glass broke. After both of the last two incidents, my mom said that we closed the doors too hard and it was just the house settling. Her views completely changed and she said, "It's impossible that it was a ghost." Her responses seem very fake and her eyes sort of glaze over when I talk about it. Now, in fifth grade, my friend Peyton, Gabby, and I went to the library for a project. No one else came with us. It was just the three of us. Almost instantly, we got that feeling as if we weren't alone. We started hearing knocks and bangs coming from the other part of the library. We left the computers and walked over there. We went into a corner in case a janitor or something walked in. As Gabby first went over there, she went into the corner while Peyton and I stayed on the carpet. Gabby called us over, saying that it was very warm. And this corner was weird. If you move a centimeter out of its diameter, it got really cold. It was like someone was standing in the corner. We got scared, so we walked over to where some tables were. I noticed a chair pulled out and got freaked out. In my library, a pullout chair is like a crime. Everyone was forced to push on their chairs. Gabby froze, saying she heard a knock on the wood slab behind her. We got freaked out, so ran back to our original place. Gabby asked whoever was there to make their presence known, and oh boy, did they. Suddenly, I became very dizzy and I couldn't stand. I felt drunk and dizzy. I dropped my pencil under a table and it was so hard to get it. When we finally sat down, we eventually felt relieved. Gabby once again made a stupid decision. She asked the ghost to push us out of our seats. Almost immediately, I felt as if someone was scooping me out of my seat. I jumped up, but I still felt it. It was at that moment that the assistant principal came in and told us to leave. She had a look like she knew what was going on. And more recently, I got a scratch on my arm. I don't sleepwalk. I woke up one morning and felt the pain, and it was before my alarm went off. After that went away, I got one on my knee. The entity must know my weak points as I chipped a bone in my arm and dislocated my right knee and sprained the left. I just want to thank you for reading this. I've been needing to get this off my chest. I love this show. Listen to it every morning, Kayla. I don't know. There's a lot of weird things happen to poor Kayla.
Yeah, not all in the same place. Some at school, some at home.
Do you think that whatever it is following Kayla? Or the library could have been haunted.
Well, and Gabby needs to quit inviting them to do stuff.
Gabby.
What's up with Gabby?
I hope they're not friends anymore.
You know,
Gabby's not
knock
your
us
real
out
friend.
Of our chairs. Well, that's, you know, that's not going
to
end well.
Cute Gabby. But, you know, yeah. Did anything happen to Gabby or just Kayla? Because she didn't say anything happened to Gabby.
True.
I wouldn't want to hang around with her anymore either.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think I would be, I don't know. I definitely think that there seems like there's stuff going on. And maybe Kayla's just more intuitive to it. But the painting off the wall was kind of unnerving.
Very.
You know, although, that her mom saw. You know, and of course, her seeing somebody, you know, seeing a woman.
You know, I have had things come off the wall more recently because of those strips. Sometimes you don't get them on right and then things just randomly fall off. That's happened.
Yeah.
But I don't know when, you know, something just falls off. You know, it is weird sometimes in my house, like all of a sudden one of my paintings will be totally crooked. I'm like, okay, the cats can't jump that high. I would have remembered running into one of the paintings on the wall.
And if there was something that shook the house, right? I mean, there can be little earthquakes and things.
And we haven't had many for a while, but we definitely have had.
You know, you would think it would affect several of the pictures.
Right.
Not just one.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like that with a painting coming off the wall. Were the other ones okay? Was the nail still in the wall? Did the nail just suddenly, you know...
Well, and she said it like it picked up and pulled away from the wall, too.
And I don't know about the scratches on her arm. You know when you go to bed where you've got scratches, then you wake up and you've got scratches? I think that's kind of weird.
I mean, I suppose you could scratch yourself in your sleep, but, you know.
And you could sleepwalk, you know.
You could
because she says, I don't sleepwalk, but how does she know?
You've That's right, because you don't remember when you sleep. I have done it a couple times in my life that I know of, and I had no memory
but
of
I
getting
think
up and
she'd
doing
have
that.
To, if she did it, she'd have to turn around and go back into her own bed, because then, you know, if you wake up and you're on the sofa, it's like, what the hell?
Right.
I didn't fall asleep on the sofa. But if you wake back up in your own bed, how would you ever know?
Well, you know, like your mom guides you back there. They always say, don't wake them up. Just, you know, take their hands and guide them back to bed.
Or she could just go walking around the house at night like a little ghost child and then just go back in her bed.
I don't know,
but I definitely think there's enough stuff going on that there could be something.
I agree. Yep, I think so too. Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's something that kind of likes her and is following her. But the whole woman thing that she saw at the beginning, I think she's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
The woman with the
I think they
nose.
Might need some sage.
Yeah.
Worth a try.
have a talk with your mother.
Yeah. Talk with your mom. How she's doing, if she's seen anything. Tell her what's going on with you for sure.
Absolutely. That's what moms are for. They want to hear your problems. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive if you become a premium subscriber. And you can do that through Apple Podcasts. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.